I think if we clear that side of honeysuckle, it'd let more light get at those shrubs.
It has grown rather high, sir.
Yes, and apart from that, it's unsightly.
Yes, sir. I'll cut it back at the weekend, Mr. Carey.
If you would, Willis. Good God.
Something wrong, sir?
What? No, I was just looking at that apple tree.
Which one?
Not the small one, that big brute beside it, the one that's never given us an apple in its life.
What's the matter with it, sir?
It's the shape of it, that's all. It's just the shape of it. I've never noticed it before.
I don't understand, sir.
Oh, it's nothing, Willis. Just something going through my mind. You can get along now. I'll stay here for a minute or two.
Very good, sir.
You know what you remind me of, apple tree? Standing there, scraggy, thin, weary, that branch leaning to one side like a head. You remind me of Midge.
Oh, very well, you saying, sit down, George, but someone has to do it. I mean, who else is going to clean the house if I don't? What are you doing?
I turned it off.
I can see that. Now stop fooling
about. For heaven's sake, sit down and take a rest. You're always doing something. You never sit down for a second.
I haven't retired, George. I don't have time to sit around doing nothing all day. Drink your coffee, dear. It's getting cold.
Will you be much longer with the Times, Midge?
Did you see this?
No.
Jean and Gordon have had another baby girl. Melanie Jane, 8 pounds, 6 ounces. Oh, dear. Another girl. They will be disappointed. They so much wanted a boy. Still, there can't be much fun educating a boy today, can there? Cost the earth. There you are, dear.
Thank you.
Oh, well, must get on, I suppose.
Poor old Midge. We lived in different worlds. Our minds never met. Had it always been like that, I wonder? I don't know. Still, we were married for 25 years, and from force of habit, we were just two people who happened to live under the same roof. Was it my fault that you died, Midge? Was it?
Midge! Midge!
I'm down here!
What the hell are you doing in the cellar? It's freezing down here.
The furnace. We've had trouble with it all day. It won't stay alight.
Oh.
I don't know what's the matter with it. We'll have to get Mac up from the village to have a look at it tomorrow. I really can't manage this sort of thing myself.
You ought to be in bed.
I thought you'd be home early, that you might have known what to do with it. It's been bitter all day, and now it's sleeting. I can't think what you find to do with yourself in London all day. It's like having you back at work again instead of being retired.
Please, Midge, come upstairs.
If you don't mind, I'll get your supper now and have done with it. I don't want anything myself.
To hell with supper. Go to bed, and I'll bring you up a hot drink.
No, I don't want anything. And when you come up, George, please make sure you turn out all the lights. All of them. Do you understand?
The next day you were dead. And while you'd been struggling with that damn furnace, I'd been sitting comfortably in the warmth of a London cinema. You've never amounted to much, apple tree, have you? Always been half dead. I'll chop you down this weekend. Good, healthy exercise and the smell of apple wood in the grate.
Good morning, Mr. Carey.
Good morning, Willis. Brought your wages.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered, sir. I could have called in before I left this afternoon.
Soil looks in good condition. Just right for digging, isn't it?
Last night's rain. Amazing what a drop of rain can do.
Yeah.
Like that old apple tree.
What apple tree?
Oh, that one we were looking at last week, sir. The one at the far end of the terrace. The barren one. Never an apple nor a sprig of blossom.
Oh, that one. I was going to cut it down last weekend, but the weather was too bad.
Well, she's taken on a new lease of life, like I predicted, sir. Haven't you noticed?
Noticed? No, I haven't noticed anything.
Well, if you can spare a moment, sir, I'll show you what I mean. There. You see, sir, she's going to bud right enough.
Oh, I don't think it'll amount to much.
Oh, I don't know. I've got hopes. She's stood the winter, and if we get no heavy frosts, there's no knowing what we'll see. It'd be some joke to watch the old tree blossom, wouldn't it? She'll bear fruit yet, you mark my words.
I think we should cut it down. It's taking the light from the other younger tree.
Do away with it, sir?
Yes.
While there's still life in her. Oh, no, sir, I wouldn't do that. She's doing no harm to the young one. Give the old tree one more chance, sir. If she don't bear fruit, we'll cut her down next winter.
All right, Willis.
Thank you, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get back to my digging.
Yes, of course. I've made a mistake, giving in to Willis like that. I should have had it cut down. Today. Now. Oh, it's turning cold again. Winter hasn't left us yet, it seems. Those ridiculous buds will never blossom. And even if they did...
Where have you been to, George?
Jim Briggs' farm.
Seems you'd rather help out there than you would in your own home.
Oh, don't be silly, May.
Unless it's that new farm help he's taken on. What's her name, May?
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
I saw you coming out of the barn with her last week as I was driving back from the Women's Institute meeting.
Good Lord, Midge, May's only 19. She just likes to have a chat, that's all. You know, just likes to have a chat.
I'd held her in my arms, and I kissed her. That's all. About twice, I think. Then it was over. She went home to look after her sick mother, and I never saw her again.
Mrs. Lord?
Yes, sir?
There's a funny smell in the house. What is it?
What sort of smell, sir?
Well, it's in the living room. It was full of smoke just now. Have you been burning something?
Oh, it must be the logs. Willis cut them up especially, sir. Apparently a branch fell off the apple tree during the night.
The apple tree?
Yes, sir.
I told him it was rotten.
He cut them up first thing this morning.
Well, obviously the logs were wet. Willis should have known better. They're quite useless. That's obvious. And that sickly, rancid smell.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't notice anything was wrong with them when I came to light the fire. It seemed to start well.
All right, Mrs. Lord. I dare say it'll burn in time. It's not your fault. Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Mrs. Lord. What is it?
Are you all right, sir?
Of course I'm not all right. I was up all last night.
Oh, dear, I am sorry to hear that, sir.
I caught a bad chill trying to get the house warm. So much for that applewood. The smell of it's affected my stomach now. It wouldn't even burn in the cellar furnace. And that sweet, sickly smell was everywhere. It reached every room in the house, crept under the doors, around the furniture. It nearly choked me.
Perhaps a quiet day in bed will help.
What do you mean?
Well, it is only 4 months ago that Mrs. Carey died, and...
This has nothing to do with Mrs. Carey. It's that blasted applewood, that's all. That blasted applewood.
Nice cup of tea, Mrs. Lord.
Another one, Mr. Willis.
Oh, no, thanks. I must get back to the vegetable garden before Mr. Carey comes home.
Oh, he won't be back for an hour or two yet. He's gone up to London for the day.
Nice weather for it. Quite warm after the cold, wet spell we've been having lately.
What's got into him, Mr. Willis?
Mr. Carey?
Yes, he's not himself. You know, he's moved the living room around.
Really?
Changed all the furniture, cleared out all the drawers. There's a lot of stuff he's burnt, too, by the looks of the ashes in the grate. All those old photographs of Mrs. Carey have gone. Cards, little mementos, all gone. I know I'm only the daily woman, but
I don't think you need to take it personally, Mrs. Lord.
Well, I just think I should have been consulted, that's all. Then there was all that fuss about the logs. Well, I told you. He said they wouldn't burn.
I've never heard of applewood not burning.
Neither have I. Went on and on about that, he did.
He's got a thing about that tree.
Or at least he had the courtesy to take the logs out himself. Don't know where he put them.
Sorry to disturb your lunch, sir.
That's all right.
It's Mr. Jackson. He's accused me of throwing wood over the fence into his field. Apparently the young foal out there with the mare tripped over it and went lame. Well, I've never thrown wood over the fence in my life, sir. Quite nasty he was.
I hope you told him that it wasn't true.
Well, I did, sir. But the point is, someone has been throwing wood over the fence. Well, I thought it best to accompany you about it before I...
Yes, yes, quite right. Well, there's no need to say anything to anyone, Willis, but I threw the logs there myself. Well, you brought them into the house without my asking you to do so, with the result that they put out the fire, filled the rooms with smoke, and ruined my evening. I chucked them over the fence, well, in a fit of temper, I suppose. If they've damaged Mr. Jackson's foal, then you can apologize for me and tell him I'll pay compensation. All I ask is that you don't bring those logs into the house again.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. By the way, have you seen her this morning?
Who?
The tree, sir.
No.
It's making up for that branch that fell off the other night. And yesterday's warmth, well, it's quite a treat this morning. She's covered in blossom. Never seen so much blossom on a tree. If you come to the window, sir, and have a look.
Yes.
I think you'll be glad you didn't cut her down. There, sir. What do you think of her now?
Good God.
Fine sight, isn't she, sir?
It's a freak. It's like a great, ugly tent.
But I've never seen a tree blossom so much.
The blossom's too thick. Too thick. Look, Willis, I don't mean to dampen your enthusiasm over that tree, but all that blossom doesn't interest me. I prefer it small and light, like that little apple tree beside it. Chop it down. You take some of the wood back home to your wife. Cut off as much as you like. I don't mind.
No, thank you, sir. I wouldn't dream of it. It'd spoil the tree to go hacking at it. I want to wait for the fruit. That's what I'm banking on. The fruit.
All right, Willis. Don't bother, then.
Oh, Mr. Carey. You did give me a fright.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lord.
I thought you were coming home tomorrow.
Well, here I am today.
Oh, you look really fit and well, sir. So tanned.
Italian sunshine.
Well, you obviously had a good holiday, then.
Oh, Mrs. Lord, it's been a marvelous 3 months. You know, motoring all over Italy, all on my own, free as a bird. It was like being young again.
Well, you've put on weight, too, sir, if you don't mind my saying so.
I know, and it feels lovely. I lazed around and did nothing. The last time I went to Italy, I had to look round all those old churches and old buildings and all that. Midge, like that sort of thing. I'm hungry, Mrs. Lord. What have you got in the larder?
Well, I'll try and find something, but the groceries weren't going to be delivered until first thing tomorrow morning.
Still, see what you can do, will you?
Well, of course, Mr. Carey. Oh, you might like to try one of those apples we brought in from the garden while you're waiting.
I had one when I came in.
Willis and I know how fond of apples you are, so we thought we'd have a bowl of them waiting for you in the drawing room when you returned.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mrs. Lord, but I'm afraid they're quite uneatable.
Uneatable?
Yes.
Oh, Willis tried one. He said they were perfect for eating. I am sorry. I wouldn't have put them out if I'd known. Willis brought in great basketfuls. I mean, the kitchen's full of them. And there's a lot more outside.
All the same sort?
Yes, sir. Small brown ones. Well, there are no other kind in the garden. They're all from that tree. You know, the one that's been barren all these years. It's given a tremendous crop. You can see it from the window that...
What? That tree. Look at it. It's weighted to the ground with fruit. It's awful. It's obscene.
past the last of the fruit picked, sir.
It took you long enough, Willis.
Well, there were a lot of apples to take off, sir.
It didn't have to take 4 days. You were deliberately going slow to annoy me.
I don't think you're being fair, Mr. Kerr.
Fair or not, I want all those baskets off my property as quickly as possible. Do what you like with the fruit. Sell it. Yes, sell it, that's it. And you can keep the money. If you can't do that, you can feed it to the pigs. Just get those baskets of rotten fruit out of here. I can't stand the sight of them any longer.
Very good, sir. I'll get on with it at once.
After all I've done for you. After all I've done for you.
Did you say something, Willis?
Pardon, sir?
Did you? Nothing. It was nothing. It's getting cold. I'm going inside.
Well, well, Mr. Carey.
Hello, Mrs. Hall.
It's been a long time since you were in here.
Yes, it has, hasn't it? Half a bitter, please.
Oh, you're looking well, considering.
Considering what, Mrs. Hall?
Well, everything. You know, I expect you're lonely.
Not at all.
Of course, you do have Mrs. Lord looking in every day, and Willis, of course. Mind you, there's not much to do in the garden mid-December, is there?
No, there's not.
Half of bitter.
Thank you.
Well, let's hope we'll see more of you at the Green Man from now on, eh? There's always a welcome here for you, Mr. Carey. You know that.
That's very kind of you.
And we're having another special Christmas do this year. Well, you must come to that. No need to sit up in that house of yours alone.
I will, Mrs. Hall. I will. What is this you've given me for dessert, Mrs. Lord?
Jam tart, sir.
What sort of jam is it?
Apple jam, sir. Made from my own bottling.
I guessed as much. You've been using some of those apples.
You didn't say anything about not making jam with them, sir. I thought they would taste all right as jam. And I made some for myself to try. It was perfectly all right. We always made jam here, madam and myself.
Did you? Well, I'm sorry you took all that trouble, but I can't eat it. Those apples disagreed with me in the autumn, and whether they made into jam or whatever you like, they'll disagree with me again. Take the tart away, please. I'll have my coffee in the living room. Oh, and a brandy, too. I think I've got a cold coming on.
May I have a word with you, sir, before I go?
Yes, what is it?
I think it would be best for all concerned if I gave in my notice.
What on earth for? Because I can't eat apple tart.
It isn't just that, sir. Somehow I feel things are very different from what they were. I've been meaning to speak to you about it several times.
I don't give much trouble, do I?
No, sir. Only, I mean, in the old days when Madam was alive, I felt my work was appreciated. Now it's as though I didn't matter one way or the other. I think I'd be happier if I went where there was a lady again who took notice of what I said and what I did.
Very well, Mrs. Lord. You're the best judge of that, of course. I'm sorry if you haven't liked it here lately.
And you were away so much this summer. When Madam was alive, it was never for more than a fortnight. Everything seems so changed. I don't know where I am, nor Willis neither.
Oh, do I take it that Willis is fed up, too?
Well, that's not for me to say, of course, sir. I know he was upset about the apples, but that's some time ago. Perhaps he'll be speaking to you himself.
Perhaps. I had no idea I was causing so much concern to you both. All right. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Good riddance. Things aren't as they were. A bloody good job, too. Damn it. I'm going to the Green Man.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Carey?
I think I've got a bit of a cold coming on, but... it'll pass, Mrs. Hall.
Oh, everyone in the village has got a cold, like an epidemic it is.
Tired of you?
Yes, I suppose so. It's when it's on the chest that it's nasty. Could lead to all sorts of things.
Like another brandy, Mr. Carey.
Well, after that, I think I'd better, don't you?
Did you hear the weather forecast?
No.
Snow's on the way, and there's us practically out of coal. God knows when we get the next delivery. Another couple of days and we'll be right out. Heaven knows what we're going to do. I made some inquiries about logs, but they're not cheap. Once again, the delivery could take several days. Not much good when the customers are sitting around freezing and catching their deaths.
I can let you have some logs.
You've got some logs, Mr. Carey?
Yes, I can let you have some. I've got an old apple tree back at home. It's needed cutting down for months. Do it for you tomorrow.
Oh, no, sir. I couldn't put you to all that trouble. We'll manage. Well, we'll have to.
Don't be silly, Mrs. Hall. It's no trouble at all. I'd like to. I'm putting on so much weight just sitting round. A good bit of exercise on a cold, crisp day will do me the world of good.
Well, this is it. It'll be an act of mercy, really. Like putting an old dog to sleep. Never have I seen anything so wretched as you, Apple Tree. I'll have you down in no time. Come along now. Don't play me up. What's the matter with the damn thing? Can't move it. Damn you. All right. I'll hack you down. Where's the axe? I'll cut at you. I'll hack you down. There. How do you like that? There. Cut. You're gonna come down, tree. If it's the last thing I do, you're gonna come down. She's down, Blaster. Down. That's the end of you. That's the finish.
Mr. Carey. Oh, you look frozen. Is it still snowing?
Yes. It's coming down thicker than ever.
Oh.
I've got your wood for you.
Have you really?
Mm.
Oh, in all this bad weather, too.
But don't ask me to unload it tonight. I spent the best part of the afternoon and evening chopping it up and getting it on the trailer.
Oh, I don't know what to say, sir. Your drinks are on the house tonight. Well, that's the least I can do.
Well, in that case, Mrs. Hall, I'll settle down near the fire for the rest of the evening.
I remember. Her name was May, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right, May. Mm. It seems like a long time ago. Pretty girl. Dark, curly hair. She was only 19.
Mm.
Never saw her again after she left old Briggs.
You didn't hear about her then?
Hear about her?
Yes. We were all shocked at the time. Everyone was talking about it. I'm surprised you didn't hear.
What happened then?
She was killed.
Oh.
Thrown from the back of some chap's motorbike. She was going to be married very shortly. It was about 4 years ago now. Dreadful thing. Nice kid she was.
I didn't know.
I'm sure I mentioned it to Mrs. Carey at the time. Didn't she say anything then?
No.
Oh. Fancy you not knowing about it.
Yes.
Ah, I think you ought to be getting off home, Mr. Carey. It's way past closing time, and even though it stopped snowing, it's lying thick underfoot.
Yeah. Yes, you're right, Mrs. Hall. It's getting late. Oh. Hot in here.
Well, let's hope you're not running a temperature. A few days in bed and you'll be as right as rain. Thank you for the logs, Mr. Carey. I'll get Fred to bring the trailer up to you in the morning. Good night, sir.
Damn, I've left the front door key in the car. House black as pitch as usual. Have to go around the back and get the spare one from the shed, I suppose. My God, it's cold. Marvellous moon. Heavy frost tonight, I expect. How silent the garden is. Trees perfectly still. There's that little apple tree. You'll be able to grow better now she's gone, won't you? In the spring, I'll dig out this ugly old stump. Oh! Blast. Oh! Oh, twisted my foot. Oh, I can't move. Something's holding it there. Oh, I must be able to move it. This is ridiculous. Oh, my God. Something's moving under the snow. It's gripping me tighter.
Oh. Help! Help!
No one will hear me this time of night. I'll die out here in the cold.
Let me go! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go!